This is Mustangs Football from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to the postgame show. We're joined now by Mustangs head coach Ed Hoddle. His team falls 35-13. Coach, you talked to me earlier in the week. You said you had to get it to the fourth quarter and be in the ballgame. And certainly you guys scored a touchdown in the first minute in the fourth to bring it to a 14-6 game. What did Delaware Valley do from then point on to kind of break through in the passing game?
Well, you know, we'd focus so much on stopping the run. And, you know, those guys are pretty dynamic players. You know, Shane was where he was supposed to be and, you know, just couldn't make plays. Great catch, great throw, great route by those guys. And, you know, that's, you know, it's not a mismatch, but, you know, those guys are pretty special players. You got a fifth-year senior quarterback and some guys that can run around. And, you know, they took advantage of us in space a little bit.
Coach, I would assume one of your frustrations has to be holding penalties, especially in a number of drives where it seemed like you were able to break through, that you're able to get closer. Just seemed to be rough in that area today.
Yeah, you know, and I think those are the frustrating ones on Sundays, because you go back and you look at them and you know, and you see what's called on us, you see what's called on other teams, and you know, it's subjective and it's bang bang, and I know those guys are out there doing the best job that they can possibly do. So you know, to comment on those things, it's tough. It's something that we've got to work on. We've got to get better at. We've got to eliminate, obviously. You know, but what gets called in game sometimes is challenging. But you know, you have to live with it.
How hard is it to beat a team that's ranked in the 25 when you know, you start a couple of drives early in the first quarter at the 33 and at the 27 and don't come away with anything on the scoreboard?
It's tough. You know, that's a tough thing to do. And then, you know, then we turn around and give them the ball on the plus 30 twice, you know. So you can't make those mistakes. And the special teams miscues, you know, and the fumble early, you know, you can't do those things and beat top 25 teams. And we know that. And, you know, I think some of it, you know, everybody deals with the pressure a little bit differently. And I think, you know, I think Tim struggled a little bit today. But, you know, I talked to him in the third quarter, you know, after he kicked the one kickoff out of bounds. And, you know, he was just so worried about the wind and trying to, you know, make a perfect kick. And Tim, all we need you to do is just kick it, you know. So, you know, they're trying to make plays, they're working as hard as they can. You know, we just can't make those mistakes and win big ball games.
Coach Jeff Farah played start to finish today. Talk about his performance.
Solid. You know, I wish he'd run the ball more a little, you know, when it breaks down a little bit. And he and I have talked about that and joked about that. You know, he wants so much to make the passing game work because we've struggled. And again, you know, that's what you have when you've got a great kid that wants to do everything right. You know, and we keep talking to him and working with him about, you know, it's okay to pull it down and run and get six. So, and he did it a couple times today, which was nice to see. You know, so he's coming along. He's progressing nicely.
Coach, what was the feeling like on the sideline from a defensive perspective? I mean, you held Wilmer to 6 for 12 with 74 yards and interception. He didn't do much in the third quarter. Through three quarters of play, you held this guy to under 100 yards. And you guys were getting stops. You had a couple straight three and outs in the second half.
Yeah, you know, you don't really think about the totality of the game till it's actually over. You know, I thought we played fairly well defensively. You know, again, I thought we, you know, got caught in coverage a couple times. And, you know, again, they're dynamic guys. You know, they're averaging 50 a game for a reason. And, you know, our kids hung tough. But, you know, I think it's sometimes just a matter of time before they figure out where the holes are in the zones. And, you know, they're able to take advantage of some things. And, you know, when you've got a passer back there that's patient and can kind of, you know, wait you out a little bit, it can be a little tough.
Last for me, especially any game, as you say, is big in the MAC conference, and you got another one next week, obviously, with homecoming. Lost two in a row now. What do you have to do to stop the streak?
Well, you know, I think we've got to run the ball. You know, I think we've got to stop the run. I think, you know, we've got to clean up the penalties. You know, I'm not sure. I think we turned the ball over once. You know, we need to eliminate that. You know, to work to play mistake-free football. You know, we'll work, obviously, real hard to clean up the kicking game issues. And, you know, these kids are resilient, and I think they'll bounce back.
Coach, you guys were down 14-0 in the third quarter. It was a fourth and one. You were going to go for it. Can you just explain the rule? The defense looked like they were in the neutral zone, and then the wide receiver, Seth Jordan, jumped. It looked like he was looking in. He saw the defense move. If the defense moves first, it's supposed to be on the defense. That's the new rule.
It is. That's the correct interpretation of it. And again, you know, what they see and how they call the ball game is 100% out of our control. But, you know, we felt like that was an error. And we'll look at it. And if need be, we'll send it off to the MAC office and, you know, see what they have to say about
it.
Did
any of the referees say what they saw there?
They saw Seth jump. So I don't know how you can see him jump and not see the D lineman with his head across the football on the other side. But, you know, again, it's bang-bang, and those guys are working and doing the best they can.
It ended up certainly being, you know, a critical moment, even though you guys actually ended up getting a stop and scoring. But certainly at that point, it looked like we were going to, you know, get closer there. Anyway, Coach, thanks a lot for joining us. We will see you next week. Homecoming against FDU Florham. We'll take a break. We'll be right back with more on the Mustangs All-Access Postgame Show. Welcome back to the Mustangs All-Access Postgame Show. We're joined by our player of the game, Anthony Reed. 4 catches, 68 yards, a touchdown, 4 kickoff returns for 171 yards. Almost got the end zone a couple of times, Anthony. What were you seeing on the kickoff returns? Where'd those holes come from?
Man, the line, we practiced all week, and the kickoff return team blocked it up right, and I saw any little hole I could see, and I wanted to get through it and accelerate, so which I did. But, you know, I got hooked, so...
It seemed the offense was taking a couple more shots down the field than what we've seen in the past couple of weeks. I'm sure that makes your eyes light up a little bit as a wide receiver.
Yes, I mean, this, we had a bye week last week. You know what I'm saying? We had with some things that we had to talk about and accomplish, and our goals was that we had to move the ball. The defense was stopping us, putting us in good positions, but we couldn't convert. We couldn't convert on third downs or second and longs. We couldn't get the first down, but so we made some changes last week on the bye week, and which showed today.
What's the feeling like? You guys are down 14-0, kind of backed yourself up with a penalty. You have second and 14 at the 43. Coach, they send in the flea flicker, and then you know, you get behind the defense. What's it like when that ball's up in the air and you're behind the defense?
Man, we've been running that all week. The whole line been talking about it. They've been saying, man, let's run this flea flicker. I'm like, I'm going to catch it. Just throw it. I'm going to catch it. But the ball was hanging up there for a while, and I'm like, oh, man. But I went up there and grabbed it, so... Best.
It looked like even the defensive back timed his hit on you perfectly, too.
Yeah, I was shocked. I mean, the ball was hanging for a while. I'm like, man, I hope this man don't catch up to me. I hope he don't catch up to me. But I'm saying, a quarter, we got the touchdown, and that was good for the team.
Last one for me. There's some frustrations on the offense today. How important is it that you clear up some of those things? Obviously, some things were debatable on whether or not they should have gone against you, perhaps maybe a holding penalty here and there. But maybe a couple plays were just off the fingertips on the receivers or a run that didn't go. What do you have to do to clean it up?
Man, we got to go back to the drawing board. I know we got FDU next weekend. It's homecoming. Everybody gonna be rallied up, but we still gotta focus on what the goal. The goal is to finish the rest of the season strong and get the W's week by week. So we're gonna go back to the drawing board, do what we gotta do, and hopefully we get this W next week.
Anthony, I know the team lost today 35-13, but what did it mean to you personally to have your breakout game of the season against a school that's pretty much as close as it gets to your hometown?
Man, it meant a lot. It meant a lot. I mean, a lot of people on the team was kept saying, man, we wait. We want to see you break. I kept telling them, just wait on it. It's going to happen. And today it showed, but it wasn't good enough. At the end of the day, we lost. So there's a lot of things we got to clean up.
Well, Anthony, hopefully we see a whole lot more next week against FDU Florham. Thanks for coming up.
Yes, sir.